Hi, I'm Catherine.
And I'm Sheila.
And we're taking you through Private Eyes.
In this week's episode, you will hear the full recording of the 911 call.
Morris County 911, what's your emergency?
I need Cass County 911.
I'm sorry?
I'm in Cass County. I need Cass County 911.
Okay, stay online, okay?
All right.
You still there, sir? Hello?
Hey, I need an ambulance.
Cass County 911, what is your emergency?
Hey, a girl that I'm with just shot herself. I need an ambulance and a police officer at Two Springs, Texas.
Is she still alive?
No, I don't think so.
All right, what is your name?
Jeff Wellborn.
Okay, are you there with her?
Yes.
Okay, and you don't think she's breathing?
No, she shot herself in the head.
Okay, I'm going to get a deputy en route out there.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to transfer you to Champion first so you can talk to them, and then I'll get a deputy en route.
Okay.
All right. Stay on line.
What's the telephone number you're calling from?
The home number.
Okay. Tell me exactly what happened.
A girl I was with just shot herself, like in the head.
Okay. Are you there now?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Send first responders and officers to this.
Yes, please. Hurry, hurry.
Okay. Are you with her right now?
Yes, I am. She's sitting here in the truck. She's 20. She's 20.
Okay.
She's deceased.
Is she awake?
No, she's deceased.
Is she breathing?
No.
Okay. Hold on just a second, okay? We're getting the ambulance on the way, and we're getting county on the way, okay?
Please, please, please.
Okay, can you tell me what's going on with her? How she feels and how she looks or anything?
No, she's dead, dude. She's sitting here in the front seat of the truck, and
okay, what makes you think that she is?
She shot herself in the fucking head with a 45.
Okay. Is there a defibrillator available?
No, there is nothing here.
Okay. I'm sending the paramedics to help you now. Stay on the line. I'll tell you exactly what to do next. Are you right by her now?
Yes, I am.
Okay, listen carefully. I want you to lay her flat on her back and remove any pillows.
No, she's sitting in a truck seat. She's trying to breathe.
Okay. Then I want you to lay her flat on her back and remove any pillows.
Okay,
I'm
getting
her out. Do CPR.
No, CPR is not going to help.
Okay, you said she was trying to breathe.
No, the back of her head is blown out.
Okay.
And I got fucking blood all over me.
Okay, is she or is she not trying to breathe, like you said?
No, she's making a little gasping breaths, but I've been to Iraq. I know what this shit looks like.
Okay, will you lay her flat on her back and remove any pillows?
I did.
Okay, listen carefully, and I'll tell you how to do chest compressions. Place the heel of your hand on the breastbone in the center of her chest, right between the nipples. Put your other hand on top of that hand.
I know how to do that.
The chest hard and fast, at least twice per second, and 2 inches deep.
Listen, I know how to do rescue breathing. Just get somebody here now.
The ambulance is on the way, and they're going to be coming as fast as they can, but in the meantime, I need you to do chest compressions.
She's breathing. She doesn't have any kind of pulse, and I'm doing them.
You're doing chest compressions right now?
Yes, while I'm talking to you.
Okay. Well, we're going to do this 600 times, and I need you to count out loud and keep the pace. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. And count out loud while you're pumping her chest.
Oh, she's got a slight pulse. Get somebody here now.
The ambulance is on the way.
Okay, she's got a big heartbeat. The chest compressions are not going to work.
Okay, so she does have a heartbeat now?
Just this last
Please
one.
Look at her very closely and tell me exactly what you see and hear her doing, because we're fixing to do a breathing detection.
It is labored breathing.
Okay, I want you to say now, every single time she takes a breath in, starting immediately.
Now.
Next.
Now.
Next.
Now.
Next.
Now.
Okay.
But she shot herself in the head.
Right with her. I understand she shot herself in the head, right?
Yes.
Okay, and we just did the breathing detection, so that's actually how she's breathing right now?
Yes, I can hear her breathing.
Okay, well, stay right with her and make sure that her head is tilted back and check breathing often. If she vomits, turn her on her side and clean out her mouth.
No. I'll
stay on the line until help arrives.
I tilted her head back. You can feel fucking brain plates moving.
Excuse me?
I tilted her back. You can feel her head fucking being swishy.
Okay, and is she still breathing like what she was?
Yes.
Okay, well, that's good. I'll stay on the line until help arrives. Tell me when the paramedics are right with her or if anything changes.
She's breathing. I got out of the truck,
mm-hmm.
you know, to, like, walk into the fucking, open the door and shit to get her in, and I heard something sound like a fucking firecracker, and I opened the door of the fucking truck, and it was, like, smoky. You know, I don't know.
You don't know what?
I don't know what the fuck just happened.
So y'all are going to be outside of a residence in a truck?
Yes.
What's your nearest cross street?
Just blood all over the right side of her head.
I understand. What's your nearest cross street?
The highway in this county road.
What's the name of the highway?
Like 2216. It's a loop around Hugh Springs.
Okay.
There's a car coming.
Okay. It's not the ambulance yet.
No.
Okay, so.
Driveway, they're coming up.
So near FM 2612?
I think that's the fucking road number for the loop around Hugh Springs.
Okay. And are you going to be south of that or north of that?
Here's the police officer. I'm south of it.
Okay.
Hold on. Hey, I got out of the truck to go unlock the door at the house, and I heard something that sounded. Okay. Danny shot herself. Danny, the girl laying right there.
Say it or hear it happen?
No, it sounded like a fucking firecracker going off. She was in the truck. I got to, like, go unlock the door.
Stand right over here, please.
Okay. She's breathing, but the right side of her head is covered in blood. Danny Smith is her name.
Are you related to her?
No, I was, like, dating her.
Okay. Does she live here?
No, she lives in Longview.
Okay. But she's still breathing, but what's she doing for her? Is that something like that?
Yes.
You were inside the house when it happened?
I was, like, over here unlocking the door.
Who else was here?
Just me and her.
Was she upset about anything?
Yeah, we were arguing and stuff, and we've been drinking.
Go ahead and get your driver's license up.
Over here.
Is it in this truck?
Yeah. I don't know where it is. My billfold's somewhere.
Just come over here. John, she's still breathing, but she's got a contact gunshot wound to the right side of her head. You take the weapon check with
you. No, I don't have any.
You got blood on your hands?
Yeah. I got on 911 to get her out of the truck and lay her flat. Yeah.
Y'all are calling up to?
Yeah. Okay. In the back seat. But I mean,
you're not under arrest, sir. I just move you from the.
I understand. Let me sit right here, not in the car. Please.
I'm gonna leave the door open for you.
I don't want to sit down. I don't want to sit down at all.
Well, you're not gonna wander around.
No, I understand.
Is this your house?
Yes.
You know what you just had to talk to?
I talked to Cass.
You're still on the phone with him. It's
okay,
a champion.
I'm on the phone with him.
Okay. Bang it up if you want to.
Okay.
He said, I need to stay on the line in case she stops.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
The very first thing that struck Danielle was early on in the 911 call.
It's actually the first thing that Jeff says. 911 Morris County, what is your emergency? Jeff says, I need Cass County 911. He needs it. To me, the word need is demanding. Does he know somebody in the county? Why does he need Cass County to respond and at Morris County?
And need to me is what his needs are. What does Jeff need? Not, oh my God, my girlfriend is sitting next to me with a bullet hole in her head. She needs medical help. She needs to be life-flighted somewhere. It's what Jeff needs.
Yeah, you are absolutely right. He doesn't even start the call with, my girlfriend shot herself. My girlfriend shot herself. It's, I need Cass County. So you're completely right on that, Sheila. And in fact, he doesn't say my girlfriend. He says, a girl I'm with just shot herself. I could say that in the parking lot of a grocery store. A lady next to me just shot herself.
Who needs a particular, if there's an emergency, who needs anything? You just need whoever's the closest, whatever emergency personnel are available to you. It's not about what county you're coming from. So to me, that was the first thing that stuck out to me, was him saying that he needed Cass County 911 was, okay, well, what affiliation or association does he have with Cass County?
He's dating Danny Smith. He's not saying her name. He's not making any kind of personal connection at all. He is disassociating.
100%. You nailed that.
I hope this starts a conversation with the people listening. You know, why would he give his home phone number, assuming he called from his cell? Why is his home phone number so important?
Yeah, that part confused me. When you call 911, first of all, they know what number you're calling from because it comes up. Him giving his phone number, was that to verify that he lives in Cass County and that's why he needs it? Is there a personal connection to the home phone number? That part I didn't get at all.
So we go from his home phone number and his needs, but he hasn't described the scene. He hasn't described what's going on, and the operator has to ask. She asks, what's going on? The 911 dispatcher says, okay, are you with her right now? Jeff uses the words hurry, hurry, and then describes Danny Smith is sitting next to him in the truck. The operator asks how old she is.
He says that she's 20. And the operator says, is she awake? And Jeff says, no, she's deceased. Which is a very formal word. It's not a word that I personally would use in a conversation. I would say, no, she's dead. But he used the word deceased.
Yeah, the word deceased is just one of the many things I feel like he does or says throughout this conversation that really separate him from Danny. Obviously, he started by saying, the girl I'm with shot herself. Now he's using words like deceased. He's throwing medical jargon in, and that is such a separator.
So let's go through this, because that to me is very important. He says she's deceased, and then we go through the rest of the 911 call.
The Champion EMS dispatcher says, and you're going to try to do CPR, and Jeff flat out refuses. He says, no, CPR is not going to help. You know, she says, okay, I thought you said she was trying to breathe. Nope, back of her head is blown out. Okay, is she or is she not trying to breathe like you just said? She's already questioning Jeff's credibility. She knows the situation is not black and white as he is trying to portray. Then he says she's making gasping breaths, but I've been to Iraq and I know what this shit looks like.
Exactly my point. he has been to Iraq, and he may not have been a medic, but he has training on how to render aid. He was refusing to render aid. She has his number. She's not going to let him take control of the 911 call. And she pushed back and she continued on.
Yeah, she tells him to listen carefully and says, I'll show you how to do chest compressions. She definitely wants to show him. She doesn't believe him. Jeff then says, listen, I know how to do rescue breathing. Just get somebody here now. Well, again, the urgency to get somebody here now. But remember, she's dead, dude.
Yeah, that's another thing, too. Danielle's point. The operator says, you're doing them right now, because she doesn't believe it. She knows what it sounds like to be on the other end of a call when someone's doing compressions. It's labored. It's strenuous. It's difficult to do them. You can't just be on the phone with one hand. And it doesn't even sound like he would be doing that. She's clearly tipped off to something isn't right here.
The only time he is pushing to get somebody there is to change the direction of the phone call. Stop what the dispatcher is saying, but going to something else. This is when you can really hear what's going on in a 911 call. First of all, the tone Jeff takes with her and the tone she pushes back with when she says to lay her flat on her back and remove any pillows, he gets salty with the 911 operator and says, I did. His tone said more in those two sentences than he did with hurry, hurry, hurry. She's keeping Jeff on track, something he doesn't want to do. He doesn't want to render aid.
Yeah, she tells him that, you know, he needs to keep doing compressions, and all of a sudden she's breathing. She doesn't have any kind of pulse and I'm doing them. Well, if she's breathing, doesn't that mean she does have a pulse? He wants an excuse to not do the compressions because she's breathing on her own. And the operator questions him. She's like, you're doing compressions right now? Yeah, well, I'm talking to you. Well, we don't hear him put the phone down. So how is he doing compressions with two hands while holding the phone? And even if he did put it down, his breathing pattern is unchanged. You don't hear him deep breathing while he's doing compressions.
In the moment that he's supposed to be doing chest compressions, he's explaining his story. Obviously, that to me indicates where his mind is at in the moment. It's that he is trying to explain what's going on and what his perspective is. It's not to render aid to someone who's gasping for breath.
I do like the tone that the dispatcher used on him. She pushes him and says, I need you to count out loud. I don't believe you're rendering aid.
Yeah. And all of a sudden, she's got a heartbeat again. And the chest compressions, Jeff says, are not going to work because she has a slight heartbeat.
It sounds like because the operator is pushing back, he then just agrees that he did it.
For someone who is in the military, in the Marines, they would know how to render aid, how to start the process. In my opinion, Jeff has placed himself as an authority as a Marine doing two tours in Iraq. If he's such an authority, then his story and what he's doing and saying would add up. It's not adding up. He's not rendering aid. Every time he's pushed, he has another excuse not to.
He actually sounds disgusted by the situation. He has blood on his hands. Her head is squishy. Her brain plates are moving. He is disgusted by the situation and he resents her for it. He's mortified by it. He's grossed out by the situation.
Did he do anything to cover the wound? At the very least, every basic human understands that if there's blood coming out of someone, you should probably put pressure on it to stop the bleeding. And not even that is done. You don't have to go to Iraq to know that either.
Officer Sartain from the Hugh Springs Police Department then shows up on scene. So we have the audio that is still from the 911 call, but Officer Sartain also has his body cam. So we do have two different audios of this live situation.
We played Officer Sartain's last episode.
Officer Sartain reaches Jeff and says, what's going on? And Jeff says, hey, I got out of the truck to go unlock the door to the house. And I heard something that sounded, Sartain says, tell me what happened. And he says, Danny shot herself.
first time he's used Danny's name.
Yeah, and he says it to Sartain. So does Sartain know her? He says it very conversationally, like, Danny shot herself.
When Sartain says who, he once again used Danny's name. But he followed it up with the girl laying right there.
Yeah, Sartain then asks him if he saw or heard it happen. He said, no, it sounded like a firecracker going off. Again, we have this war vet from Iraq not knowing the difference between a firecracker and a gunshot. She was in the truck. I got to go, like, unlock the door. So Jeff is saying for the second time in this minute with Sartain that he got out of the truck to go unlock the door of the house.
What was the thing that you have brought up probably 100 times about this call?
Not one time does Jeff talk to Danny directly during the call. He doesn't say, help is on the way. I called for help. You're going to be okay. Or even, why did you do this? If he's accusing her of shooting herself, he doesn't say, why did you do this? Not once does he talk to her directly. Plead, cry, talk, not once.
And if you've heard other 911 calls, you have heard people begging for help, begging to get someone there to render aid.
People are hysterical when a loved one is hurt. No matter who hurt the person, if someone that you love is hurt, there is hysteria on the other end. This was so matter of fact, distancing and using medical jargon, rational thought almost. I can tell you, my 18-year-old dog had a seizure, and in the middle of his seizure, I ran out of my house, left the door wide open, and went to my neighbor's house screaming bloody murder, thinking that they would do something and help me and come out of the house to drive me to the vet. And he did. But in that moment, the door was open. I was screaming. Other neighbors were coming out. It was complete. And that's my dog. I can't imagine someone that I was dating shooting themselves and not being completely hysterical and beside myself.
911 calls are the first interview a police officer gets if they listen. If they listen to the 911 call after the incident, they could pick up little tidbits to use in an interview. And so what we're going to talk about next time is just that. Did the police listen to the 911 call and ask the proper questions? Did they ask what needed to be asked to Jeff about Jeff?
In the next episode, we're going to talk about the inconsistencies between the 911 call and statements given to several different officers.